News and brief at Press TV. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has asked the U.S. to give an explanation of its spying programs targeting her country. Merkel also called for more transparency in relations between Washington and its European partners. Recently, whistleblower Edward Snowden exposed massive U.S. spying on the chancellor and German citizens. A controversial security pact between Afghanistan and the U.S. is facing hurdles as Afghan President Hamid Karzai has rejected a key proposal which would allow U.S. troops to enter Afghans' homes and combat operations next year. Excuse me. The Laura Jurgen National Consultative Assembly tribal elders will make a decision on the pact. Gunmen have torched a NATO supply truck in southwestern Pakistan after killing the driver. Local sources say the truck was carrying NATO equipment out of Afghanistan when it was attacked in Balochistan province. No group has as yet claimed responsibility for the incident. Security cameras have recorded the moment that a passenger plane crashed at the airport of the Russian city of Kazan. The video shows the plane going down at high speed and then hitting the ground and exploding. All 50 people on board died in the incident, which occurred on Sunday. The City Council of Canada's largest city has voted to remove most of the scandal-plagued mayor, Rob Ford's remaining power after he again refused to step down. Last week, the Toronto City Council voted to strip Ford of many of his powers. Now the measures were taken after he admitted to smoking crack and buying illegal drugs for the past 2 years. Egyptians have once again taken to the streets of Cairo to express their anger over military rule. Protesters gathered at Cairo's Abdeen Square and marched towards Liberation Square. Now the action came on the second anniversary of the Mohammed Mahmoud battle, the day the junta began a deadly crackdown on protesters. And a manhunt is underway in the French capital, Paris, for a gunman who attacked the offices of the newspaper Liberation and opened fire outside of the headquarters of the Banque Societe Generale. A Liberation staff member was critically injured. The gunman later fled the scene. Pentagon officials say the U.S. will extend the deployment of two Patriot missile batteries based in Turkey for another year. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has informed the Turkish foreign minister of the decision. Now, the U.S. says the measure is being taken to boost Turkish air defenses against threats from the war in Syria.